Good morning. This is Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you the USDA report for this week. Well, with the harvest basically completed, many of you are still busy trying to finish up some odd jobs around the farm, maybe applying some fertilizer and completing some conservation work and repairs that need done, and gathering your production reports for your crop insurance agents. But here at the FSA, we also have things for you to think about which need your attention, and I will begin today by discussing the 2017 acreage certification requirements for 4-H crops. This is nothing new. It's been around for the last 4 years, and evidently will continue to be around. Any forages that will be hayed or grazed in 2017 must be certified by December 15th of the preceding year. So that means any pasture or hay ground that you're going to have in 2017, you must certify that here at the FSA office by December 15th of 2016. This includes perennial forages that will be hayed or grazed, and also any of the acres seeded to fall-seeded small grains, such as rye, barley, or wheat, that will be harvested as grain. In order to comply with the USDA Farm Service Agency program and keep eligibility for 17 payments, producers with these perennial forages or fall-seeded small grains must certify those crops by December 15 of 2016. The perennial forages include grasses such as Rome Orchard or bluegrass, your legumes, alfalfa, clovers, trefoil, and mixed forages. Fall-seeded small grains include the rye, barley, and wheat. I encourage all producers to get this certification for the 2017 crops done by December 15th. As I said earlier, several farm programs now require this certification to be completed. This includes the ARC program, the Agriculture Risk Coverage, Price Loss Coverage, or PLC, any livestock forage disaster programs, non-insurable crop disaster programs, and even to be able to seal grain or for market assistance loans. As with anything, there are a few exceptions, but one of the exceptions would be if you had not planted it by December 15th. This could be something like you clear seed some alfalfa or mixed forages next spring in the spring of 17. Then you must report those acres within 15 days after your planting is completed. If you would happen to acquire additional land, so you rent another farm or buy a farm, and after the December 15th date, you have 30 days in which to notify us and certify those acres. So that would be the second exception. And the third is if that perennial forage or that cover crop is going to be, or that fall-seeded crop is going to be left there just as cover only, left standing, you're not going to harvest it, you're not going to graze it, you're just going to leave it there, well, then those acres are excluded. So then you can certify those by the July 15th deadline in 17, just like you do with all your other crops. Remember, the December 15th is the acreage reporting deadline for these 4-H crops that will be utilized for haying and grazing in 2017. Any certifications received after December 15th will be subject to a late file assessment of a fee. This time of year, with the crop harvested, market assistance loans are something that provide producers interim financing at harvest time to meet their cash flow needs without having to sell the commodities when these markets are typically at a harvest time low. And allowing producers to store production at harvest facilitates more orderly marketing of the commodities throughout the year. And this process is commonly referred to as sealing grain with commodity credit through our FSA office. These market loans have a duration of 9 months plus the month the loan is requested. Therefore, market loans requested now would become mature 9 months plus the month that we're currently in. If you use that as December, then they would be 10 months after December 1st. The loan rate in Audubon County here for corn is $1.84, soybeans $4.94. The interest rate currently is 1.625%. Commodities eligible for ceiling, of course, include corn, soybeans, oats, barley, and wheat. For more information, please visit your nearby USDA Service Center or FSA's website at www.fsa.usda.gov. And I like to also remind producers that FSA does offer a variety of loan programs to producers for both operating capital and farm ownership. These loans are administered by FSA's Farm Loan Program personnel, and here in Audubon County, the Guthrie County FSA is our headquarter office. So you would deal with the personnel over there in Guthrie Center. But if you want to give us a contact, we can put you in touch with them and hook you up, and you can begin your discussions with them. Also, FSA does offer both direct and guaranteed loans for farm ownership and operating needs. It is that time of year again for producers in the various local administrative areas, or LAAs, to cast their ballots for the county committee election at their FSA office. In Audubon County, producers in LAA 2, which includes the townships of Douglas, Leroy, Hamlin, and Sharon, should have received their ballots through the mail. If you have not returned that ballot to our office, please do so by 4:30 on December 13th. The nominee for LAA 2 for this year is Greg Jensen. Greg and his wife, Chris, have two daughters and live in Hamlin Township. Their daughters are adults and work outside. Katie is in Des Moines at the Wells Fargo Mortgage, and Molly is a major in the U.S. Army, and she and her husband, who is also in the Army, are currently stationed in Germany. Greg is an active member of the Audubon County Fair and currently serves as the Fair Board President. For information about today's program or any of the things that I have talked about, please feel free to contact your local FSA office here in Audubon. The phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the USDA Report. Tune in again next week at the same time for more updates at USDA.